carry on. Passenger, of course, and holds on Phoenix, 6 minutes past two. 1, 2, 3 with Mike. My guest this afternoon is Chris Smith, and who, apart from being a classic car nut, is also one of the organisers of Enchanted Festival. Chris, what is the Enchanted Festival?
It's a one-day music, arts, film and poetry event holding out at Greenwood's hotel out in Stock. We are pulling together some really great bands, some really great creatives, and we decided we'd do something a little bit intimate, a little bit smaller, and a little bit quieter, and a little more relaxed than, you know, the big festivals that, you know, so you don't have to go trudging miles. So there's just basically great music, a great atmosphere in a stunning location. It's a beautiful 18th century manor house, and the beauty of it all also is it's indoors. So we thought this has been an epic year for festivals. Let's finish off the year with something really nice, but do it in a really great environment, and everybody's going to be in around in somewhere nice and warm. You know, you're not going to be trudging miles, you're not going to need whirly boots. Just a great event, and just create a really great vibe.
And have you done this before?
This is our first one.
Are you mad?
Actually, it's one of these things where, you know what, if we don't do this, I just thought this was a really great idea. The lead guy on this is a phenomenal musician called Dan Reed. Now, he's been in the music and festivals business for about 30 years, so he knows an awful lot more about these things than I do. I'm also very, very lucky in that the other partner in this is a chap called Gem Perrett, who some of the listeners will know as he runs a financial advice and brokerage company out in Brentwood and Stock. I've known him for years, and we've collectively brought in some very useful people as advisors and know-how people. So between us, there's plenty of knowledge, and we're very, very confident that it's going to be a great event.
Okay, so just describe some of the artists who the punter's going to see.
Okay, I guess the one that everybody will know is that we've got a bit of an exclusive. Dan has his original band is reforming for the festival. It's Dan Reed Network. Now, they opened for the Rolling Stones, for Bon Jovi, for UB40.
Wow.
Their biggest album was produced by Nile Rodgers, so the guy that's had the huge hit this year, Get Lucky. Nile was the guy that put it in. So the album's called Slam. It's a really great album. They're going to be playing basically that in full. And it was an amazing, amazing funk rock group. They had the biggest hit was Rainbow Child. And they're reforming for basically the first time, the first UK shows in 25 years. So they're going to be playing all of the hits, a lot of the back catalogue. We've also got Dave McPherson from In Me, a local guy, and another brilliant, brilliant musician. He's going to be doing some acoustic things. Now, some people locally would have probably seen him doing his acoustic gigs here in Brentwood. Those of you that haven't, he's electrifying. He is a real innovative musician.
We'll play a couple of songs of his.
Great.
In a moment. Let's just start though with this is the Dan Reed Network, and this should be Rainbow Child.
Great.
Talk.
That is Rainbow Child. That is the big hit for Dan Reed Network. Dan Reed will be taking part on the marquee stage at the Enchanted Festival, October the 12th. Chris Smith, one of the organisers, is here to tell me all about it. So there's more than one stage then?
Yeah, we've got an acoustic stage. There is a stage in the Great Hall, which is going to be a kind of a lo-fi kind of chill-out stage. And then we've got the main marquee area. And we've also got a further room where we're going to be doing art and poetry and some discussion stuff. We've got a brilliant life coach called Gina Gardner, who's going to come in and do a session about if you're looking forward to the future and, you know, making big decisions in your life and deciding you want to do change or it's, you know, setting up a business or whatever, about how you can, you know, what tools you can use to get there and achieve and stuff. She's absolutely brilliant. Great, great speaker. So she's a part of it as well. We've got the artists who are going to be taking part. One guy has just come back from doing exhibition in Switzerland. Another guy is Mr. White, as he is known. He's exhibited alongside Anthony Gormley. We've got some installations. Tom Mansfield, who's a really great, great poet, he's going to be doing a couple of performances. And in a couple of these, actually, he's going to be doing some work that we've commissioned. So there's a couple of artists also bringing along some work that we've commissioned. So there's going to be some exclusives. And we're also going to be playing a documentary. There's a film, an Essex film, that's being made at the moment, a low-budget Brit flick called Looters, Tooters and Sawn-Off Shooters. We are going to be doing the premiere of it's literally being made at the moment. We're going to be showing a documentary about the film, about how it's being made, and doing some exclusive interviews with some of the cast. So it's going to be a whole bunch of really exciting things that you won't have seen anywhere else. This film is going to be really big, actually, and there's a fascinating story behind that. So there's an opportunity to really get involved in grassroots, interesting stuff that you won't see anywhere else.
It looks absolutely brilliant. Let me just run through some of the artists who are going to be there. We've got Gregory Darling, Alchemy, Dave McPherson. We're going to hear from him in just a moment. Georgina Harvey, The Rising Souls, Lloyd Williams, Booming. Got some music of his today as well. And Rob Dacre on the acoustic stage as well. How did you personally get involved in the first place?
It was one of these things where actually it was just a little moment in time where a lot of things come together at once and you're just going to go, yeah, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
So what happened is the other co-founder, Gavin Perrett, who I've known for many, many years, is a good friend of mine, he'd booked Dan to come over and do a house concert. Dan does these amazing shows. It's him and an acoustic guitar playing all of his songs and telling his stories. And he's lived an incredible life. So, I mean, let me give you an example of this. He's sitting at home one day and he gets a call from somebody in Chicago. So we're doing a fundraiser for the Democratic Convention. Will you come over and play? Understand you're a supporter. Yeah, that's fine. What's your background? So I'm a lawyer and we're going to make a big noise there. Would you be interested? Yeah, that's fine. So, what's your name? It's Barack Obama.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? You're just standing there in your kitchen, and you know. So he's played for Barack Obama. He's met the Dalai Lama. He's a fascinating life, and he's telling us all of these stories in this beautiful English country garden on a summer's day in the middle of the Olympics. And I stuck around. I thought, this guy's got so many tales to tell. I want to listen to this. At the end of the night, I said, look, I'll tell you what, I'll drive down to the hotel he's staying at, and you know, that's cool. So we're driving along, discussing how the music industry's changed and some more. And then you can start to see the sign for Greenwoods, which I thought was, you know, this is, looks nice and, you know, brilliant. And there's this, it's got this, I don't know if you've been there, it's got this beautiful long driveway and it's flooded. It dates back to about 1725 and we just, jaws dropped. Wow, this is stunning. Pulled up and we go in the barman opens the door and the main room is this beautiful great hall. It has oak panels, it's got oak beams and this beautiful stone fireplace. And at the end is a grand piano. And Dan puts down his guitar case, walks straight over to the piano and gave me like a 10-15 minute piano concert. It's me in the middle of this place, just me and the barman, and hairs on the back of my neck stood on the end of the end. And I thought, this is amazing. And he said, yeah, this would be quite a cool venue. I'm like, yeah. And then the barman said, this is nothing, chickadees. Opens this huge oak door. And out in the middle of the darkness is this floodlit marquee, and it looks stunning. It's, right, we're going to go explore. So the very early hours of the morning, we're standing in this place, and it's got chandeliers. It's, you know, there's this great backdrop, and it's been and we just, yeah, this looks really cool. So let's go explore some more. My mind's starting to sort of, I'm starting to see, you can see, Dan's one of these brilliantly creative people. You can just, you know, you can see the there's a formulation that you're thinking about this. Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Well, the grounds have this, there's this beautiful fountain. It's in an enclosed kind of space. It's beautiful sort of box hedging around it. And then up to the back, there's a little kind of Inglenook kind of keep thing that, you know, you can sit and just you know, look at the amazing views. And then there's sort of fields going out around this, horses kicking about. And I just thought, yeah, actually, I'm kind of getting this sort of Alice in Wonderland thoughts. Like, yeah, this. And he said, you know what, we could do something really great here. Now, Dan's original manager was Bill Graham, who was the manager of the Grateful Dead. He was the founder of the Fillmore, Eastern Fillmore West. So he was a big, big name in 60s music. And I just said to him, you know, it'd be the sort of thing that if Bill was killed in a helicopter crash, very sadly. I said, if Bill was still around, it'd be the sort of, you know, smaller, more intimate and cool, you know. Something. Yeah. And Dan said, you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to go small. This is the sort of thing he'd, yeah. And I said, well, look, little story. Gavin had always wanted to organise a music festival. He'd actually got as far as doing some work with Sharon Osbourne at one stage because she was doing Ozfest and all this sort of stuff. So I said, why don't you guys talk? You know, a friend of mine's got an ambition. Here is a guy who's brilliantly creative. He's got an idea. You know, you just can't, you know. So I said, well, okay. So then the finish up of it, so I rang Gavin and said, okay, look, you know, you've got to, you know, send a, I've got some ideas. You've got to contact Dan. You've got to, you know, see what happens. And he said, okay, well, so I did a rough outline. Yeah, said to Gav, right, okay, you know, change it. Leave it, you know, either which way, drop a line. Okay. So we sent the email. We got a message back saying, from Dan, saying, I'm recording an album in the United States at the moment. I can't give your message my full attention. I'll come back to you shortly. I said, oh, well, you know, never mind. You know, 2 days later, I get a phone call from Gavin saying, I'm just going to read you one line of this email from Dan. And it said, guys, Enchanted is a great idea. I love it. Let's do it. Best wishes, Dan Reed. P.S. I'm in London in 2 weeks. Let's meet and talk about how we're going to do this. And that was it. And it was literally this. And I thought, you know what? Great. We've got I think there's a really smart guy who's been in the business for years. And also, if we don't do this, it'll be one of those things I'm going to kick myself for the rest of my life.
He's coming over from the States to do this. Yeah. Obviously, he's got to be paid. And have you met your costs with ticket sales yet? That sort of thing, because I know how much these artists charge.
We've been very careful about this, actually, because one of the things we decided from the beginning, actually, all we wanted to do was just do a festival and do it very, very well. We're not going to make any money on this at all. The whole idea was to just do it and do it very, very well, and just do it as a passion. We also wanted to make sure that this was a community event, so we deliberately held back some tickets for people in the local area, so, you know, Billericay, Brentwood, Stock, Chelmsford, so that they get the chance. Our thing from the very beginning is that the big festivals now are very, very expensive. You know, £150, £250 at the time you chuck in the travel and everything else. It's a lot of money. So we priced the tickets at £48 on the basis that we just wanted to do this and make sure that everybody had a great experience. A lot of the artists have just simply shown the commitment and said, we'd like this, it's a great idea, we're in and doing this. And we've actually got a group of bands that are coming over from Oregon, from Portland, Oregon. They're getting on a plane and doing this just because this is great. Rob Dacre just said, you know, I love it, it's great.
Wow.
He's going to do a documentary on it and all of this sort of stuff. We've got people coming from Japan, Sweden, Denmark, United States. I mean, literally, we're going to, you know, hang out the United Nations flag. With people coming from France, some people coming down from, I think it's the Isle of Skye. But yeah, we've got a few tickets left on our website, enchantedfestival.co.uk. And yeah, so yeah, let's hope that we can make a really great community event too.
Let's hope we do. And here's music from one of those artists taking part. This is Dave McPherson.
He said, don't let me go. I'm not the same as I was before. But he was the hero all along.
There we go. That is music from the new Enchanted Festival. Let's talk dates, first of all, then. October the 12th, I believe, which is a terrible date for me, which means I can't go. But sorry about that.
That's a pity. We didn't have you in mind when we were doing the planning on this, did we? Yes, 12th of October. It's going to start at 2 p.m. and run through to Dan Reed Network headlining act. They're going to finish up at they'll go on about 10 o'clock. And then we will just wind it down for the rest of the evening as a nice chill-out space. And yeah, so there can be some great music, some great artists, great poetry, great speakers. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So is there a website? How do we find out about it? How do we get our tickets?
Really simple. The website is www.enchantedfestival.co.uk. There's a link on there that will take you through to the ticket site. They're £48. Now, we're doing this through Ticketmaster and Ticketweb, so it's all completely secure. So you'll have no worries about putting your details in. Plenty of offers, so we've got reduced rates for kids. Yeah, not many left. We're down to about 40 tickets now. So, so it's enchantedfestival.co.uk, and it was all the details about all of the artists and all the things that we've got going on, and we've got a few other surprises coming up too. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day.
Finally, last question, Chris, is if this is a success, has it been worth it, and will you do it again?
It's been amazing. It's been a roller coaster, but it has been the best thing I have ever done. Yeah,
wow.
I thought
you were going to say no. I've had a nightmare of difficulties and red tape and all.
No. It's been absolutely brilliant. Everybody that's been involved have been superb. It's been a complete education, complete surprise, and we'd like to make it an annual event. So yes, yeah, absolutely.
Well, don't do it on October the 12th next. For goodness' sake, what were you thinking?
I'll have my people talk to your people, you know, and we'll sort it on out.
Chris, thank you very much for coming.
My pleasure, Mike.
Pleasure. Not only talking about Enchanted, but talking about classic cars as well. And we'll do that again. Thank you very much indeed for coming in. Good
pleasure.
To see you.
Thank you, Mike.
Want to learn how to drive? Then why not call Easy